Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about making thick, homemade yogurt without any special equipment. It's surprisingly simple and delicious.
Wow, homemade yogurt. I'm intrigued. So what's the secret to getting that Greek yogurt thickness?
Well, the key is straining. But first, let's talk about the starting point. You'll need a starter, which can be store-bought yogurt with live active cultures. Our content creator recommends using a brand you like, maybe even Chobani, for the initial batch.
Makes sense. So you're basically using the existing yogurt to culture the new batch? Ingenious.
Exactly. You heat up 1/2 gallon of whole milk, the fat content is key for richness and thickness, to about 180 degrees. The content creator mentions looking for little bubbles around the edge of the pot, a neat visual cue.
180 degrees. Isn't there a risk of scorching the milk? How do you ensure it comes out perfect each time?
Constant stirring, my friend. You gotta babysit that milk and keep it moving, and a heavy bottom pot definitely helps distribute the heat evenly.
Got it. Constant stirring. What's next?
Then you cool the milk down to around 120 degrees. Think baby bottle temperature. Skim off any scum and mix a few tablespoons of your starter yogurt with some of the cooled milk before adding it to the pot. This helps distribute the bacteria evenly.
Interesting. So no ice bath needed, just cool water and some patience?
Precisely. Then you cover the pot and let it sit in a turned-off oven, not baking it, just using the oven as a warm, stable environment for 8 to 10 hours. This is where the magic happens.
Magic, indeed. But you said straining is key for that Greek yogurt thickness?
Absolutely. After those 8 to 10 hours, you line a colander with a flour sack towel or cheesecloth, pour the yogurt in, and let it strain in the fridge for about 4 hours for that extra thick consistency. The longer you strain, the thicker it gets.
That makes perfect sense. What about if you strain it too much? Is all hope lost?
Not at all. If it gets too thick, you can add some of the whey back in to loosen it up. And don't throw that whey away. It's liquid gold. Use it in smoothies, bread, or even as a preservative. The content creator mentioned using it for a long-lasting mayo, which sounds intriguing.
Wow, so many uses for whey. Who knew? This whole process sounds surprisingly easy and way more rewarding than buying yogurt from the store. Plus, think of all the flavor possibilities.
Exactly. You're in total control. So give it a try and let us know how it turns out. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.
Goodbye.